Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Me'ilah, Perek Dalin, Mishnah Dalin, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah Sabin learned B'schos Hasbas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refan Yerziv Kagun Bikarav Mamish. And we get to discussing a din of Tziruf when we have two different Yisurim. Are we able to combine them with each other? That if a person has half a shear of this and half a shear of that, so he's Chayiv, he's Iver, he's going to get Malkus, let's say. So Mishnah Dalin tells us that Pigel V'Noiser Ein Mitzdarfim Zayim Zay. Half a shear of Pigel and half a shear of Noiser are not Mitzdarf with each other. Why is that? Because it's two different names, it's two different Yisurim. Also, Asheretz V'Hanavela, a dead Sheretz and a dead animal, V'chein Hanavela. Or a dead animal and basar from a dead person, they're also not mitzarf with each other. Even with the lighter of the two tumas, that's because they're two different lavim, two different yisurim. However, says the Mishnah, if we have two different foods and they both became tame, just with different levels of tuma, one touched an avatoma, so it means it became a rishain, one touched a vladatoma, which is another way of saying a rishain, and so it became a sheni. These two foods are mitzdarf with each other, they are now matame, like the lighter of the two. So we take the lighter of these two tomas that we have here, which is a sheni, and then if that touches something else, that's a shlishi. And so in this way, we will have tziruf even with two different levels of toma. On to Mishnah Hey, kol achol mitzdarfin, all types of foods are mitzdarf, even though they're different types of foods, they still are mitzdarf for all these different things. Number one, lipsol sagvia kechatzi pras, to passel a person's body with half of a pras. We know that if a person eats a half of a pras, which is like a half of a loaf of bread's worth of tame food, that is matame their body, then now they're not able to eat truma, so this applies to all foods. Also, b'mazayin shtei sudas la'eruv, the amount of food that's necessary for two sudas for an eruv, when a person has to make an eruv for Shabbos or Yontif, they need amount of food for two sudas, so all foods are mitzdarf for that. Also, b'kabetz la'tamei tumas oichlin, we know that food cannot transfer tuma to something else. If it's tamei, it needs to have the size of a beitza, the size of an egg's worth, so all foods are mitzdarf for that. Also, b'kogeres la'otzah Shabbos, the isra of otzah on Shabbos, the isra of taking out food into a shusarabim that one would be chayv for on Shabbos, is the size of a gargaris, a dried fig. All foods are mitzvah for that. Bekakeseves Yom Kippurim, the chiv karis, if one eats a large date, that's a keseves on Yom Kippur, he's mechayev karis for that. And also kol hamashkim mitzdarfin, all liquids are mitzdarif, lipsol sagvia barvias, they're going to passel a person's body, and he's now not going to be able to eat truma if he drinks barvias of tummy liquids together. And also mloy lugma Yom Kippurim, if he drinks a cheekful on Yom Kippur, he's going to be chayev for that. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Vav and on to Parak Hey, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.